And now for the mailbag, where we hear some of the feedback that you've sent in on previous programs. And joining us for that is Vermont Edition Managing Editor Sam Gale Rosen. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mitch. Back at the beginning of August, we ran a program where we talked about whether Ben & Jerry's is fulfilling its social mission. Our guests were Rob Mihalik, Global Director of Social Mission for the company, and Will Allen, co-founder of Regeneration Vermont, who has been critical both of Ben & Jerry's and of conventional dairy industry more generally. We got a lot of feedback on that show, and a lot of it was critical specifically of some of the statements made by Mr. Allen. Sarah in Enosburg wrote this: "You really allowed Will Allen to spout inflammatory misinformation and opinions as facts. He was spouting alternative facts as true facts that we rely on from public radio. You allowed him to create a tarnished image of the dairy industry."
Dan in West Glover wrote, "Will Allen commented that there is an unbelievable amount of antibiotics in milk and that 1% of cows are annually dying of depression. Every farm's milk is tested for antibiotics. Every pickup and every tanker load's tested at the plant before it's unloaded. No milk with antibiotics ever enters the food supply, and the number of bulk tanks that test positive for antibiotics is vanishingly small. As far as cows dying of depression, this is a ridiculous notion. Cows can die of all sorts of things, but I have never once seen one die of depression."
There were several more emails criticizing Will Allen's statements, as well as some in support of his point of view. In response to this, we tried to reach out for more information. We contacted Will Allen for clarifications, and we reached out to the Vermont Agriculture Agency to get more info on some of the issues raised. During the show, Mr. Allen said that the antibiotic level in milk in Vermont is, quote, incredibly high.
"This is the data we got from the Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets. There were 2.738 billion pounds of milk produced in 2016. Each tanker hauls about 55,000 pounds of milk. That makes 49,782 tanker loads of milk produced in Vermont last year. We had 16 tankers of milk test positive for antibiotics last year. That means 0.00032% of the total tanker loads tested positive in Vermont last year."
Will Allen wrote us in response to our request for clarification, saying, "We filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the antibiotic contaminated loads of milk dumped in Vermont since 2010. Levels of antibiotics in every load was especially high, and all of that milk was dumped into the slurry ponds of two dairy farms. We are currently finishing our evaluation of the antibiotics. But our early analysis is frightening, and the state's badly regulated disposal system is broken." But it's important to note that what he's talking about is dumped milk that never gets to consumers.
During the show, Will Allen also said, quote, 1% of all dairy cows in this country die of depression. Allison Kosakowski of the Vermont Ag Agency told us, none of the three veterinarians on our staff have ever heard of a cow dying from depression in Vermont or elsewhere. However, in his response to us, Will Allen pointed to data from the USDA's National Animal Health Monitoring System. The 2007 mortality information from the NAHMS does include a category called lack of coordination or severe depression, and that category is listed as responsible for 1% of deaths.
Doug Demento, Director of Corporate Communications for Agrimark, also contacted us in response to a statement that Will Allen made that the Cabot Cooperative was losing, quote, about 10% of their farmers a month. Cabot merged with Agrimark in 1992. Doug wrote, "For the record, we were mentioned near the end of the show where Allen alleged we had 1,500 farms and are losing 10% of them a month. We will get him the correct facts, but so you know, our board of directors, comprised of 14 dairy farmers, closed our membership 2 years ago due to limited plant capacity to handle all member milk. We also have a waiting list of more than 100 farmers who want to join Agrimark if room becomes available." Sarah in Enosburg, whose response we quoted from at the beginning of this very long mailbag, also said this in her email to us: "I have been an agriculture teacher for 40 years, and my husband has been a cattle veterinarian for 36 years, so we follow the industry closely. If you would like to spend a day doing a ride along with a cattle vet to see the world of conventional agriculture in northern Vermont, my husband has offered that you could ride with him someday." So here's the twist. We did take Sarah and her husband up on this offer. Jane rode along with Steve Wadsworth last week and visited four conventional dairy farms. And you're going to hear a show tomorrow that she put together from those visits. Thank you for bearing with me on this one, Mitch.
Not at all, Sam. It was my pleasure. Thank you.